Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about mental health monsters and some of the things that we can do to slay those monsters. This week I had planned to kind of follow up on that and sort of talk about some specific techniques we could use to kill the monsters. And then as life happens sometimes, I got the unfortunate news that my mother had passed away this weekend. And so, needless to say, a lot of the planning that I was going to do for this episode kind of went out the window. And so I spent most of the time not planning this episode, but rather just sort of thinking about myself and my family and my brother and sister and all those sort of things that death kind of seems to evoke when it happens. So today I think I'll just take a minute and just talk sort of about death as a whole. And I'm not going to talk specifically about my mother passing away. As sad as that is for me, I think it's probably of minimal importance to you. Instead, I want to talk about the difference between fear and respect. And here's what I mean. I remember a few years ago, I was going to visit a friend of mine at a university where she was studying. And as I was walking through kind of the main lobby part of the building she was in, there was a student art exhibit set up. And there was lots of different things from different students, you know, little portraits or drawings or whatever it was. And so as I'm kind of walking through, I see this table with a cake and some balloons and some plates. Well, I'm assuming that it's some sort of food for the art exhibit, so I start making my way that direction. As I get close, I realize that the cake's not something we can eat. It's part of the exhibit. It's a student exhibit. And so as I get there, it looks like a big birthday party with confetti and all this sort of stuff. But what the cake says is, as soon as you're born, you start dying. Now, besides being disappointed that I thought I was going to get a piece of cake and now I can no longer get a piece of cake, I was actually kind of pissed by that. I thought, like, kind of what a way to sort of piss on somebody's birthday party. What a way to kind of, like, shit on sort of the idea that you were born is to immediately start thinking about the fact you're going to die. And so I was slightly kind of annoyed by that. But I think the truth is that there's a certain truth to that, right? That all of us are moving towards death. As the birthday cake said, from the minute we're born, we start moving towards death. I think the problem with that is not that, you know, that we're going to die, because I think that that's one of those problems that you just sort of have to put that in the nothing I can do about it column. But I think it's the way that people respond to death, because I think people have two responses to death. One is to just sort of blow it off and kind of act like it's not part of the equation, so that we just sort of pretend that the life we're living is going to live forever, that we're never going to die. And so we can sort of push any existential fear or any existential concern right out of our brain because we just pretend that it doesn't apply to us. I wouldn't say this is the best idea, but I would say I've seen plenty of people do that, where they just basically deny their own mortality. They deny that this time on earth that we have on earth is limited, and they approach life as though they got nothing but time. I think another approach that I see to death a lot is people being scared, no pun intended, scared to death of death, right? Very fearful of death. And so people live their lives afraid of the end of their life. And it's sort of like something they can never quite shake. And the problem with that is death is all around us. Number one, it applies to us. And so it's always there. But number two, it applies to everybody else too. And so it's really hard to move through life pretending something doesn't exist when we see it all the time. But it's also equally sort of detrimental to sort of live in perpetual fear. And so to me, neither one of these approaches are necessarily what we want to do. I don't think we want to walk around terrified of the fact that we're going to die someday. But I also don't think we want to walk around oblivious to the fact that we're going to die someday. To me, the truth is somewhere in between these things. The best approach is somewhere in between these two things. And it reminds me of a conversation I had when I worked in a prison. I remember I was talking to this dude, and he was a relatively tough guy. I wouldn't say he was a tough guy, but he was a relatively tough guy. He had done prison for a while. He had, you know, grown up in the streets, I think in Philadelphia or New York or somewhere pretty hard city. But he wasn't somebody who walked around sort of as a tough guy. He didn't walk around sort of puffing his chest out and challenging people to fight him. However, he had a certain sort of presence. When he entered a room, you knew this wasn't a guy to fuck with too much. You knew that there was sort of a line that you didn't want to cross. And if you crossed it, you couldn't quite be sure of how he was going to respond. And I always kind of referred to as kind of a quiet confidence. He didn't say a lot, but he didn't have to say a lot, because you could tell by looking at him that when push came to shove, he was going to shove, and he was going to shove hard. So I was talking to him one day about just prison life in general. I forget why we were even chatting. I forget why he was even in my office. But he said something that stuck with me then and has stuck with me to this day. And he said, you know what? There are a lot of people in this prison. There are a lot of guys in here who want to intimidate you, who want to scare you, who want to disrespect you, who want to do all these sort of things. And he said, I operate with one simple principle. I'm not afraid of anybody, but I respect everybody. And what he meant was this. I'm not afraid of what somebody's going to do to me because I can't control what somebody's going to do to me. But I respect what people are capable of doing, because by respecting what people are capable of doing, it reminds me that I need to have some boundaries to my conduct. I'm not going to go completely over my skis and say something totally ignorant to somebody if I remember that I'm in a prison and some of these dudes are in here for killing people. I'm going to have a sort of a healthy respect for the fact that this person I'm talking to may be capable of doing something much, much more than I'm used to or that I would expect. And so, again, I don't need to walk around and be afraid of this person, but I think I need to respect that this person is capable of doing something that could change the course of my life, either by ending it or by beating me up or by whatever the case may be. And to me, the takeaway was very simple. I don't want to be governed by fear. We don't want to be governed by fear. But there are some things that are worthy of our respect. Look, if somebody's got a gun in my face, I'm probably going to be scared and respectful. But in general, I don't think we need to walk around life being fearful. I think we need to walk around our life being respectful of the things that could change or end our life. And so for me, when I think about death and I think about the end of one's life, to me, I don't think it's something to be afraid of. And the reason why I don't think it's something to be afraid of is because it's something that's going to happen whether I'm afraid of it or not. And so if I live my life in fear of what's going to come, then there's a really good chance that I'm not going to make the types of decisions that I want to make my life as fulfilled as I would like it to be. So to me, fearing death is not the right approach. Instead, I think we want to have a respect for what death is capable of. The same way this guy talked to me about, I'm not afraid of any one person, but I respect what people are capable of doing. I would say the same thing. I'm not afraid of death, but I respect the fact that death means it's the end of my life. But to me, that respect has one primary purpose. If I respect that death can end my life, then I think that should change the way I live my life. I think that if I'm aware that death is just around the corner for everybody, then I think it puts me in a position where I say, am I making the types of decisions that I'm willing to live with, or am I making the types of decisions I want to be remembered for when I'm no longer here? And to me, I think that's the way to approach death. Now, hopefully at some point, I'll talk more about my mom and I'll talk specifically about her death and sort of what that means to me. But today, I just don't feel like doing that. And so to me, I want to leave you with this. Don't be afraid of death. Respect what death brings and live your life in a way that you have no regrets when the inevitable comes. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into the Fix. If you're in the Pittsburgh area, I have a private pay practice in Sewickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.